Take our Bibles and turn to the book of Romans chapter 16. Romans 16. I've enjoyed this book. It's been a book of great revelation to me, and I pray to you. And in these closing verses, we're going to be actually looking at some that Paul is speaking to the church at Rome about, some brethren. And I thought about, as I was reading, I'm going to be looking at verses 21 to 24 in a minute. And as I read these verses of Scripture, and it gave names of different individuals, it caused me to think about how in Paul's day, how thankful he was that he could express to the church there at Rome some thanksgiving and some salutations and some commendations and some words concerning those that he knew personally, that the Lord had done something for. And I was thinking this morning, what a blessing it is to be able to do the same thing. Here sitting people that I'm so thankful for, that I thank God for. And how many times I've made mention of you to others and telling them what a blessing it is to me that Almighty God has given us fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul's doing. And knowing that every Scripture is given by the breath of God, the inspiration of God, and every Scripture is profitable for correction and reproof, or that is, to prove God's grace, for instruction in righteousness, I pray that this morning that the Lord might be pleased to teach us something, and that we wouldn't just read over these names. These are actually people that the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed, shed His blood for, that the Father everlastingly chose in Christ. That God the Father has been pleased by His Spirit to teach us something through. Though in themselves, I know this, like we are this morning, they are but dust. Frail creatures that have gone back to the dust now. Those bodies that they lived in have been sown in corruption, but for those that God everlastingly loved, they're going to be raised in incorruption. Those bodies are coming out of the grave. There's going to be a resurrection. These bodies. Paul the Apostle is relating something this morning. Salvation is personal. These are actually people. And you yourself, you're an actual person. And you want to know something. You want to know something about He who chooses. And you want to know something about the one in whom you're chosen. Almighty God has always known the objects of His mercy and grace. They've been people. David said, "When I consider the heavens, who is man that Thou art mindful of him?" You think about this. Almighty God that would choose, because He loved the world, He loved the order of man, He chose some individuals out of every place, every nook and cranny, Brother Henry said that he believes that God, that there's going to be a representative of every namesake. God would show some mercy to some Stonikers. I'm glad for that. Some Locks, Kilcos, Bourne. God Almighty was pleased out of every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue. Paul's going to mention some of them this morning. Verse 21. Here's an individual right here. Timotheus. My work fellow. Oh, Paul, how he thanked God that God raised up Timothy. Spoke of him. Said, I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful. He said, your mama and your grandma, they read you the Scriptures. And God blessed them to you. And made you what you are, fellow worker. You were a real help to me. I appreciated you. Lucius, Jason, Sosipater, my kinsman, salute you. What those kinsmen, relatives, that's what that kinsman I know in Christ, brethren in Christ, but kinsman, that word also is by blood. Paul was thankful that those that God had caused to be in his family, how he was thankful. Don't you know he was thankful for that nephew, his sister's son that we looked at a few weeks ago, that heard of that plot and how God had taken that young nephew and came to talk to Paul. You know the story. Paul said, I've got some right here. He said, some in my family that Almighty God wrote their names in the book of life before the foundation of the world. I got some people in my family by blood that are kinsmen by blood and kinsmen by grace. And I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful. Not many. It's obvious, not many. But I'm telling you, there's some. And I thank the Lord for them. I, to Titus, verse 22, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. I know he penned it. I know that holy men of God wrote as the Spirit of God moved upon them. Bore them up is what it means. These men wrote down what God Almighty by His Spirit told them to write. And they wrote under the direct inspiration and the power and the grace of God. And I'm so thankful that I can know. Listen. I'm resting my soul on exactly what this book says. I will take Jeff a word, one word in here, and one word can change the meaning of something. And by the grace of God, God Almighty has given me a heart to rest in Christ exactly what this book says as God reveals it to me, as it teaches me. This man says, I wrote it. He penned it. That's what he meant. He wasn't taking any credit for that. He said, I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, I salute you in the Lord. I salute you. I give honor to you. I beckon you. I talk to you. That's the evidence of somebody that God's done something for. I salute you in the Lord. Let's don't talk about all the, you know. I don't want to hear about what you've done for the Lord. Whenever somebody starts talking about, you know, how much, well, I'm a Sunday school, I salute you in the Lord. Thankful that God's done something. Verse 23, Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you. Oh, I want you to notice how the Spirit of God directed Paul to set forth those distinguishing characteristics. Here's what he said. This man right here, oh, he said, God Almighty has blessed this man, he said, with a special gift of hospitality. He just took me in. Hospitality. Man, to just have somebody just, you know, my home's your home. You need, what if you let me know what you need. If I got it, it's yours. He said, he's the host of mine. He's my host of the whole church. Paul said he wasn't trying to impress me. No, Paul can't spend the night at your house tonight. Does anybody else need a place? Those that Almighty God loves, God gave this man a heart to love them. I have yet to ever see a time when somebody came over to stay with somebody else, a believer, and that there wasn't a blessing in it. They received a blessing. God blessed it, blessed that home. I thank God for the homes that the Lord has raised up and established and kept. You say, well, I just gave them they just spent the night at, whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink, in my name, because you belong to Christ. Now listen, I'm quoting a scripture here. Mark 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Let me tell you something. If my son or one of my daughters was out somewhere and they were broke down or they cut off and had something like that, and somebody, especially because they knew that they were one of my kids, and they did it for me. You're Marvin's boy? You're Marvin's daughter? Oh, I've known your daddy. But man, we go by. Come here. Have a, honey, here, get him. Get him a glass of water right here. What else you need, son? Let me tell you something. Buddy, you got a friend forever. Whatever you need and I got it in my power to give, because you belong to Christ. Paul said, Gaius, my host, for Christ's sake, thank you. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of one of these, my brethren. The Lord said, you did that to me. Somebody, be nice. One of your kids. They did that to you. You did that to me. That was bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And that's how Christ says He sees it. When Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? When you did it to one of them, you did that to me. That's my body. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. You know, obviously that title, chamberlain of the city, I don't know, it could have been a treasurer. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he held some political office. And whatever it was, here's the bottom line. God Almighty has got an elect in every area of society. Not many mighty, humanly speaking. Not many noble. Not many wise. There's not many tremendously rich. There's not many tremendously beautiful. But there's some. As far as this world is concerned. There's not many. There's not many high echelon type in this world's society and government. There's not many. But thanks be unto God. There's some. There's some Davids. There's some, you know, Solomons. There's some. Here was a man right here. He was a politician. And obviously, buddy, he was a fair one. He was honorable. He wasn't trying to pad his pockets. He did what he did for the glory of God. If Almighty God saves you, wherever you are, until God moves you, stay right there and do what you do. Do exactly what you do. Wherever God's put you in society, if He called you out of darkness and you're clerk of court, you're whatever, be right there and be faithful where God's called you. Be faithful to that ministry. Be faithful. This man was a politician. And he said in Quartus, last part of verse 23, in Quartus, now listen to this title, a brother. Boy, I'll tell you, the world would think so little of that title. Well, the world wouldn't think anything of that title. A brother. Yeah. Going back to what I was just talking about. Where are you? Well, I work. I go here. I'm a housewife. I'm a mother. I thank God for mothers. Highest calling that God ever called. Highest calling ever called a woman to be. A mother. Be faithful to that calling. Take care of those kids. Raise those children. Read the scriptures to them. Teach them. Teach them the Word of God. Mama, teach those kids. It's like Timothy's mama and grandma. Taught him the scriptures. Made him with scriptures that were able to make him wise unto salvation. Be a faithful mother. Raise those children. Be their mama. This this man right here was a brother. But let me ask you this. What did it take to bring that man to the point to where he could be called a brother? What did it take? I'll tell you what it took. Almighty God, the Father, before the foundation of the world, had to set His love upon him. God set His love on him. God looked upon him and chose him in Christ. God Almighty, before the foundation of the world, purposed in Himself, through no merit whatsoever of Quartus. Quartus, as far as Quartus was concerned, he was a lump of clay dug out of the same pit that Hitler was dug out of. This guy and Hitler came out of the same lump. And Almighty God, before the foundation of the world, purposed, according to His own will, to show mercy to Quartus. I'm going to show mercy to Quartus. Chose him in Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ, who in that everlasting covenant of grace said, I'll answer for him. And there was never a time when that started. It was before the foundation. It was an everlasting covenant. There was never a time when Christ began to be the eternal surety. And we're lost in that thought. It's an everlasting covenant. And the Spirit of God everlastingly covenanted, said, I'll quicken him. I'll quicken him in time. I'll teach him. I'll seal him. I'll mark him. God's. And I'll bear him along, led by the Spirit of God. I'll indwell him. I'll keep him. What did it take for Quartus to be known as a brother? It took God Almighty to show mercy to him. The Father to choose him, Christ to redeem him, Spirit of God to quicken him. And Paul says in verse 24, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The grace of God, or the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship to Him is one that gives total honor to Almighty God. It is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God. When you say that God has shown grace unto us, you can take that word grace and just put Christ right there. Almighty God has shown Christ the revelation of who He is. Man has absolutely no part in salvation. Man is passive. If we'd ever get a hold of that, we are the recipients of the grace of God. We are the recipients of God's mercy, compassion, and salvation. God saves men by grace. And they know it by the means of faith. You're saved by grace. Through faith does not mean that your faith added. Your faith, if you think that your faith is what caused God to save you, then you believe in salvation by works. You say, well, I don't think so. Yeah. Try to explain it away if you want to, but if I believe that God was wanting to do something for me and that I acted upon something that I felt in my heart, my free will, and I acted and God saved me because I... That's works. You're saved by grace. You're saved by Christ. You're saved by mercy. You're saved by the grace of Almighty God. By grace, you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. The grace of God is free. There's no merit in me. That's what it means. There's no merit, no worthiness in me for God to save me. But listen to this. There's no unworthiness in me that'll ever cause God to remove it. I'm so thankful. Kept by the power of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the summation of all that God Almighty has purposed and ordained to do in the salvation of His people. Just a few verses that mentioned a few names. But these were names that God Almighty has everlastingly loved, everlastingly known, everlastingly purposed to set His affection on. And He did it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said, after he mentioned these names to the church at Rome, and he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which God has done for you for His sake, be with you all. Amen. Amen. Gary, you come.